With the Marketplace Morning Report in Austin, Texas, I'm Andy Euler and for David Brancaccio. Sports fans like me will tell you that watching games in 2020 was, well, it was different. Leagues had to cancel hundreds of events, and if games were played, they were done so without anybody in the stands. In 2021, all signs point to games with fans being back, but Marketplace's Jasmine Garz reports teams will be paying much more for their insurance.
Insurance premiums for games could double this year, according to broker NFP. But Joe Favorito, a sports marketing consultant who teaches at Columbia University, says not letting fans back in is financially just not an option for teams.
You need to have fans in the stands. So I think you'll see teams running the risk of not having the proper insurance versus not having people in the building.
He expects teams will try and absorb the increased cost of insurance in an effort to woo reluctant fans back. Attracting those fans in person is a bigger deal for some sports than others. Mark Edelman teaches sports law at Baruch College. He says NFL teams get the biggest share of their revenue from TV deals and will be the least hurt by fans staying home.
By contrast, baseball and hockey teams have generated the greatest share of their revenue from live attendance.
But at the end of the day, he too says no sport can survive without a live crowd. I'm Jasmine Garst for Marketplace.